straight.
I've been on some gravel roads up in Wisconsin, but you have to get way out. It's the equivalent of our class B. Oh, okay.
Anybody's ready to start talking?
Just waiting for you guys. I was listening to buying vehicles from Vietnam. All right, so we're here with budget work session. Marco, take it away.
Okay, so as we talked about earlier, I'm coming back to you with the quote-unquote final numbers of where we ended up after the budget work sessions and after the discussions we've had. Right now, salaries are budgeted at 95% for all positions, except for the elected officials and appointed deputies. Those are at 100% budgeted certified salaries. We have flex at $1,744 per person. The total cost of that is $421,000. That's also budgeted 100%, just because it makes it easier for me to go into the budget at 100%. Insurance, we're budgeting for current usage and additional new changes, and we're assuming in this budget a 20% increase. Alyssa is not convinced that it's going to be a 20%, but that's how we started this out. It's in the supplemental fund primarily, but it depends on what funding stream people are paid for from. So if you're paid from the rural fund, it's budgeted as a rural fund. If you're paid from the general fund, it's budgeted as a supplemental fund. If you're paid from secondary roads fund, it's budgeted as secondary roads fund.
This is a 20% increase on what we're projecting we're actually going to spend or what we budgeted this year?
What we're spending this year, yes.
Okay.
And it would include not only the increase that I should have back, spoken yesterday, didn't see it yet, but also we never know who's going to take it in July. So that gives us a little... Yes. So here's the deal. Here's who has it right now, expanding it to a 20% increase, and then assuming some more people might come on, but it's
how many people do we have on right now?
We have 100, and we have set right at 75%. So I think 185 employees, 182.
And do we have any idea our percentage of new employees that take our insurance? I would imagine that is what we're seeing go through.
I'm seeing that
90-95%.
Yeah, that's
everybody.
We rarely, unless they have a situation where they just got insurance through Iowa State or through another employer, most of them take it. And most of them take at least single, because sometimes it's double coverage for them. So yeah, we rarely see anybody
wave anymore. Transfers from the general fund are including the $541,000 to secondary roads, which is a 3.9% increase over the current year, and from the rural $2,030,000, which is a 0.5% increase over the current year. At the bottom is the actual maximum 75% and where we're at the very bottom of that page. Those things are laid out for you.
So, Lisa, I have a question about the $2,030,000. In the notes you've given us at the very beginning, it talked about if we did not do 75%, then we lose a dollar per dollar from then the state funding, right? So am I correct that the $2,096,000 is a 75%? So we're under our 75.
Correct. And it's overall. Okay, so it's your overall local effort to secondary roads. So we can add these dollars plus the $260,000 that we paid for the Freddie Water Greener Reads.
Which is not reflected in this.
Not reflected in this.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay. Great question.
And we also, and I didn't write it down here, but I'm sorry, I forgot to. $150,000 we're transferring to capital projects out of the general fund for the animal shelter updates. Right now, our reestimated amount for mental health regional disbursement for FY17, we went ahead and reestimated that to $1.9 million for this year. FY18 budgeted is $1.5 million. That was what we talked about. Let's just put in $1.5 million for this for this year. That still leaves us with a $900,000 ending fund balance, and the fiscal, the financial policies for the region say that we just have 200% of our budget, which would be about $600,000. So, no. It's up to you guys whether we transfer or if we...
Well, but that's an ending fund, so we're planning on collecting... $2.1 million, roughly, right?
Right.
In mental health property taxes.
Property taxes.
The region says to us, the expectation is that you will collect $600,000 more than you're going to send to the region.
Right.
So this is an ending fund balance problem, which I think if it needs to be corrected, the region should correct it in this fiscal year rather than us trying to inflate our budget for next fiscal year. Because it's an ending fund balance issue that you're talking about.
Right, right.
Right, it's not a revenue versus expense problem.
No.
And so I get really hesitant, especially looking at how close we are on everything.
Well, we are going to send, the region's going to do the calculation so that by the end of, or by May, they'll invoice us what we have to send them.
Right.
So we're going to send them what they tell us to send them when it comes down to it. It's a matter of whether we budget for it or whether we just amend for it, as far as I'm concerned.
Is it better to put the extra money with them, that $300,000, if you will? All right. Is it better to give it to them now?
It doesn't matter. They tell us.
Okay.
They send us. They do all their recalculations so that they fill us by March or by May.
Okay.
As to what the current year, FY17.
Right.
So when I say that we have it reestimated at 1.9, mm-hmm. that's my reestimation. I don't know what they're going to tell us to send to them. It's going to depend on where we're sitting with fund balances at that point.
Do you get the monthly financial packets from the region that shows their expenditures, claims monthly?
The governing board gets them.
Okay. Would that be helpful if you were put on the list? I mean, they have an email routing list for the packets. I know you're only interested in the financials, but the claims are in there every month.
I don't know. Yes and no.
Okay.
Heidi will gladly, if I say add me to the list, she'll gladly do that. But since it's personalized when it comes down to what each county is going to send them.
Yeah, all right.
At the end of the fiscal year, the ongoing wouldn't really have any bearing on any of
them. That makes sense, because it's not a straight pro rata.
Right.
Okay, right.
Sorry. So what they'll do is they'll ask us for our re-estimated expenses for the year,
mm-hmm.
sometime usually in March or April. Year we're in right now.
Right.
They're going to say, what are your re-estimated expenses? What are your re-estimated revenues? What's your estimated ending fund balance?
And
that is what they're going to base what they request on. So if I say my estimated fund balance is over the 200%, they're going to ask for everything over the 200%.
Okay.
All right. So we can budget.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever dollar amount we want to budget for to send them, bottom line, we're going to send them what the final numbers are when it comes closer to that.
And that's in FY17.
Right.
Right.
Which is what concerns me about budgeting any more for FY18. Mm-hmm. Then we're hitting ourselves twice.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we budget to send them the $300,000 in FY18, but they're going to want it in FY17. They're going to want it in May of this year.
What's your re-estimated for? No, because my re-estimated with those dollars is $486,000 is my re-estimated ending fund balance. So that 1.9 is pretty close to what they're going to want. It's 486 is 200%, and that's where we're at.
In 17. Correct. I'm all in on 17. I understand 17. I am uncomfortable with adding 300,000 in my mind fictional dollars in FY18.
No, I just that option two where
you're correct.
Does that amount have anything to do with the remodel for the Hazel Group home?
Mm-hmm.
That's in
that's all coming out of the supplemental.
Yeah, we didn't ask for any mental health dollars there.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
This is all straight mental health. Conservation budget still includes the cabins. We can lower, but we can't raise. Mm-hmm. So the expenses are in there. The levy rate that I have below that I'm proposing, or that we're proposing there, would provide for the following ending fund balance. In the general fund, it would be right at 32% with a $5.9 million unassigned ending fund balance. There would be a $9 million ending fund balance, but since 1.6 is conservation, mm-hmm. staff portion, and 1.5 is also other assigned funds that you guys have taken action on. That's where we're at. Supplementals at 29% with $1.2 million. Mental health at 50%. Rurals at 15.8%, which is pretty okay with us, just because we do have a large sales tax dollars coming in every month, so I have dollars to be able to pay the bills. Secondary roads is at 27%. Then I gave a new re-estimated for FY17 there in the next area. By bringing that supplemental up at 0.9, we're at tax asking increase of $857,000, overall levy of $8.27, which is just a minimal amount left here. Okay? Then I put down the revenue and expense projections and where we're at overall. And the revenues for the general funds, general operating funds of the county, and that you have levy rate on, are actually $1 million, almost $1 million higher than the expenses. Overall, we're real close.
Talk to me about other funds. Just remind me what all's in the other funds.
Okay, so other funds are going to be your conservation, friends of animal, friends of conservation capital, TIF, capital project TIF, urban renewal TIF.
So what we're seeing there is the work that we're planning on.
The projects.
In
county recorders funds, commissary funds. Other funds are anything that you don't have direct levy.
And normally we see those other funds line up with the exception of the urban renewal capital projects.
Pretty much they'll line up, but yeah, the capital projects.
This is just one of those years where we got more. We're using some of those funds.
You got to show to spend the money, yeah. Right.
Okay. Thank you for asking, Rick.
Yep. Other questions on this page? All right, so take us through your options that you got laid out here for.
So you can bring the mental health fund balance to $600,000 by raising the regional disbursement by $300,000. That's what that looks like. It doesn't change the levy. It doesn't change a lot of things. It changes your overall expenses and revenues and ending fund balance.
It means to do that, we would be saying that we're expecting the region to come in and scoop dollars because we got an excess in ending fund balance. It's not for a direct expenditure. It's not increasing what the region's doing. It's just us trying to make some kind of assumption of what the region will do. So you guys got to figure out. I've told you what my philosophy is there. You guys got to figure out what your philosophy is.
I'd like to back up a second. Why do we have options? If we, at the last session we had, when we felt comfortable with our levy rate at the 8.26736,
sure.
Okay. All right. Why, looking at options.
This is Markley doing what Markley does so well, which is to make sure that the board gets an opportunity to say, okay, this is what you said, but did you really mean it before we publish? Okay. Here's some other things you can do. I think it's exactly what a board should want.
I didn't mean that as in a negative.
Okay.
I
didn't take it as a negative.
Okay.
I feel that my job is to say, you know what, this is what you guys want. Mm-hmm. I've got that put together. Here's some other things that are going to affect.
Okay.
Yeah. This isn't changing any of the priorities that we laid out, any of the spending that we laid out.
I understood that.
Yep.
I understand.
And it's, I can recall several times we've gone with one of the options. But anyway, let's just go ahead and talk them through. So we talked about mental health, Marty and Loris. I told you where I am on that. What do you guys think?
I'm the same place that Rick was. In fact, you know, I had those notes down here. Now, wait a minute. Why are we doing this when we don't have any idea what it is? Okay, so I'm with Rick that's probably not a practical option at this point. I mean, and that's something I'd vote for.
Marty, you good for that with that?
The region is going to tell us what they want. I'm uncomfortable inflating the 18 budget to reflect the, what was it, $300,000? Now, I don't want to chase the dollars around that we don't have.
Okay, and tell me what the next option was.
Okay, so the next option is to lower the supplemental. We talked about this at the last budget work session.
Mm-hmm.
You can lower the supplemental and transfer from the general. And the only point in that, quite frankly, is to affect our general fund and fund balance a bit, because we're at 32%.
Mm-hmm.
We can lower that. We can lower our fund balance a little bit and put some money in supplemental and lower that levy just a little bit by doing that.
Yeah, you end up lowering the levy by a nickel. So right now we're pretty much level, lowering it, I mean, the tiniest amount. You can say pretty much level. So my feeling here, and the reason that I don't support this is I'm concerned about what the next 2 years of revenues look like. I'm concerned with the downturn where we might end up. And I believe, I said before, I'm going to say again, there is going to come a day sooner rather than later where we're going to be using some of this money we put away, and I would just soon have less upward impact on our levy rate next year or the year after. And you do that by appropriately, I think, keeping the levy rate very consistent this year. So it's an extra nickel that we're going to get this year, but that saves us, in my mind, saves us some down the road.
I know over the years, as I've sat out there and listened, that Lisa, you have been an excellent advocate for people living in the rural, and the, you know, and also in Watch the Dollars and with the supplemental. I mean, you really have pointed out that, you know, every tick up is impacting people. Okay, so I appreciate that. I'm with Rick. If you attended any of the forums as we were, you know, going through the campaign process, there were questions about what's going to happen when the reserve is done with mental health and we're not collecting the maximum we can, and if we have to tick that up, and what that would mean as far as any impact on the levy. And even though it's only a nickel, I think people, after the Tribune did the article about, you know, that looked like we were going to stay consistent, I got positive feedback. Thank you for that. And that seemed to satisfy. Now, granted, most of those people were from the rural AIDS area. I mean, the urban AIDS area. Urban AIDS area. So if it were a larger coming down, I would think that we would be serving our rural residents better, especially with a large the extra that they pay, but I'm comfortable with the nickel staying.
Yeah, and my, I want you guys to be aware that you don't have to, and it's really not an issue for the world.
Okay.
It's totally just, this is an option that you always have, is to transfer money to the supplemental from the general, as opposed to levying
extra supplemental.
Extra supplemental. It's an option you always have. So, the reason I put it there is totally and entirely because I'm taking some analysis. We have people that look at our ending fund analysis and say,
what are you doing holding so much of our money?
but and so that's one of the first things I look at.
And I'm looking at a budgeted ending fund balance of 30% is going to probably be an actual of 35 to 36. Okay. Historically, if you look back, if we budgeted 22% ending fund balance, it comes in at 28. If we it's a 6%. Usually a 6% difference in the general supplement.
Right, but I actually think we're reducing that difference by the way we budget salaries. Because we're going to transfer some money in, and so we're not going to see, and Lisa 100% right, it has generally been that 5-6% that we've done better. I believe we're going to cut that in half. It's going to be more like 2-3% that we're going to do better. So we're not going to see this dramatic spike in our ending fund balances between where we budget and where we actually end up, if we're managing it the right way. I don't look at the ending fund balances with the original budget that we walked out of here with last time as causing me a lot of concern over the short term. Now, if we got into a situation where we were habitually having 35% in the supplemental year after year, then I would absolutely say 100% right. I'm simply saying that this is a way to hedge against what I think is going to be a little tougher climate in the next couple of years and not have to dramatically impact our levy rate a whole heck of a lot. I mean, we're going to survive based on increases in valuation.
Right.
Not impact our levy. And the interesting part about the levy is no matter which side you come down on the political aisle, a consistent levy is universally appreciated, right? So on Warren's side of the aisle, if we tried to drop the levy rate a lot, there'd be real concern, oh, my God, what services are you not funding? What are you not doing? For Marty and me, if you increase the levy increase the levy, oh, my God, government's running them up. But you find that sweet spot somewhere in the, here we are, pretty consistent. If you look at us, I think we're 82nd in the state of Iowa in terms of raw dollar levy rate. I'm not talking about per capita. I'm talking about raw dollar levy rate. We're definitely in the bottom half, and I think substantially in the bottom half. So it's a pretty reasonable place that we are right now. We've been as high as, we've been, 60 or 70 cents higher than we are today.
Yeah.
We haven't ever really been, recently haven't been a lot lower than this. So I'm comfortable with where it is. Marty, you got to, there is definitely a chance to save a nickel here. And all it does to us is it puts us a nickel in more danger if we get a downturn in the next year or so.
I've been fortunate, I would have to say, on a roll-up. You sit there and see, I mean, I can only imagine what boards, county boards of supervisors, are sitting down without options right now. They're finding out what they're going to do with fund balances on transfers or willing to propose adopting a negative balance. We don't have that. So I think, Horace, you and I are recipients of a job well done to bring us to this point that we actually get to consider that. A nickel is not it if you were to look up, and at some point as this drifts out of my life, but I'll stop saying Nevada schools, but if you will look at what the Nevada school levy has been, it's been consistent three going on 4 years for the fact our philosophic approach is what you see articulated here for the fact that if you can use your levy rate as a planning tool for people to live their lives, you give them the ability to move on other things as long as they feel that the organization is run in a way that meets their expectations. And I think that we offer that up here right now. I'm not going to chase a nickel.
Okay. Anything else we need to talk about on those two?
goes to, that will go to publication, or I'll come to you guys. I'll come to you and say, this is one of the things for publication, anything like this. It will look the same, but it'll look different because you'll see all the certain areas.
When does conservation meet again? I'm trying to massage that 500,000, because in my mind the next step on the 500,000 for cabins is in conservation's hands.
Mm-hmm. I guess I would like to.
Yep.
I would just assume if conservation, there's no reason for us to have 500,000 in there if conservation doesn't want the 500,000. Mm-hmm. So I would just assume our publication, if possible, come at a time that gives conservation a chance.
Is it next week?
Next Monday.
Is it? Okay.
Second Monday of the month.
Okay.
Okay. That first half of the month. I'll come to you until the Tuesday before our meeting with the Election Commission Department as an impact legend.
Okay.
I'll come to you that day and say this is what we're sending for publication for the public hearing on March 14th.
Good.
Okay?
All right.
So, like I said, it's the end.
Okay.
The only other thing I need you to then, this is just an FYI, is where the 43% local sales tax looks after we did the adjustments that we were doing. Our estimates now show that there's $63,465 in there, depending on, obviously, what we actually bring in tax receipts.
How are our payments going so far this year compared to last year? What we're receiving, is it tracking with where it was in FY16? What we get in loss?
Our taxes, the receipts, the sales taxes.
$190,000 right now for 3 quarters. I mean, I've got
some
printouts in my office as to what to expect every
3 months
in a row.
Is it pretty close?
Yeah, I guess the question was.
They say this is what we're going to send you. So they go, what they do is the Department of Revenue goes in and calculates, okay, this is what we think you're going to get. And then we're going to send you 95% of that.
And then they do catch-ups, right?
Yeah.
So they're under. Three months of this to get to that 95%. And then in November, they send a reconciliation payment. Okay, this is what you actually received last year, so this is what we're going to reconcile your amounts with. And that's why you're going to see differences in actual budgets every year, because, you know, when we put the budget together, there's no way to know. I'm just doing an average.
Right, but we generally do our average on the low end. Mm-hmm. Right, that gray area, we take the low end. We generally do better than what we budget. So, and what I'm getting to ultimately is the 63 is not really a 63. It's more like a 80.
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, that's how the low end sales tax is.
Thank you for doing the work, giving us the choices, laying out in a manner that's pretty straightforward. And Ryan gave explained to me yesterday.
Okay, so other than the 500 for the cabins, is there anything else that we're kind of holding off on that we are going to massage anymore?
No,
you guys have anything else?
No, once again, that's just a conversation I had with Mike last night after COLA. It's just like, we'd like to know on a going forward basis where your board is on this project, because, I mean, that's no small thing.
I don't have any feel at all for where conservation is.
I didn't get any.
A little frustrating.
Well, I think we just delivered kind of a shock to them. It wasn't on their radar at all.
So it really concerned me that it seemed the cabins were a great idea as long as it was somebody else's money. The second it became their money, I saw this concern, like maybe this isn't the best idea, and that isn't where I thought that was all the way through. So I'm going to be really interested in seeing where they weigh in, because we're going to know what the priority is and the impact that's going to have. I hope they're not underestimating the impact that's going to have on future cabins at Hickory Grove or future. It's hard to say it's not a priority now, but it is a priority later.
Right. Mike did speak to the COLO City Council last night for the fact that they asked him you know, what by getting this capacity, if it were approved, what would they, what difference would they see out at Hickory Grove if you walk through the shelter houses, the campsites? And he said that, that his belief and his expectation that you would see cabins placed out there too. So he laid that before COLO.
Which makes a lot of sense to me. It's just hard to reconcile that with the deer in headlights look that when you asked the question, I saw them happen. So we'll see where that goes. Okay. Anything else for us? Good work on the budget, everybody.
Good job, Lisa.